It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Why men prefer smart and successful women. I know I do. I married a very successful business person who makes sure that I stay on the straight and narrow. And that was attractive to me. I think to a lot of men, the world has changed quite a bit, where they in the past might have looked for somebody more subservient and who they would have to take the lead on. I think that the pressures and the challenges of a modern world have changed a lot of that. And there's actually a guest who is an expert on this. Probably a guest because we have something in common. Dr. Mulliken, Brent Mulliken, hopefully I'm pronouncing his name correctly, a Beverly Hills plastic and reconstructive surgeon who also married well. Dana Devon, who's successful in her own right, is his partner. Dr. Mulliken, hopefully I'm pronouncing your last name perfectly. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
You are at drbrent.com for listeners who want to track you down. You're a plastic surgeon. Is it fair to say you help women be successful?
Well, there's definitely a component of that. I mean, people who get plastic surgery look prettier. They look better. They feel better about themselves. So often that impediment that may have been holding them back is not an impediment anymore.
You know, it's funny about plastic surgeon. I feel like a hypocrite, and I'll tell you why. As an integrative physician, I want all patients and all people to believe they're beautiful on the inside and outside and look for that inner and outer beauty. And I'll say, whatever you are is good enough, and I want you to feel that. But on the other hand, I know that I probably, as a male, I'm attracted to business people that keep their looks going into older ages. I see the real estate agents out here in the Arizona area where I live. Classic. They fight to keep their looks because they know it directly correlates to sales. And sales means money, and money for a lot of people means that they can travel or help their children more. So I feel like a hypocrite as a doctor. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, there are several ways to look at it. You know, yeah, we make people prettier. You know, the nose is too big. We make it fit. We take years off the face when we do a facelift or eyelid surgery. But there's more to it than that. I just saw, 1 minute before I got on the phone with you, I saw a lady who had had two children, and she has an enormous pot belly. She's skin and bones, 105 pounds, but has this enormous pot belly because her fascia is ripped. It's torn. She has a big umbilical hernia that looks like a turkey baster right in the middle of her abdomen. Now, you can say, oh, it's cosmetic and she shouldn't do anything and she should be happy with the way she is. But, I mean, gosh, she's working out every day in the gym because her trainer tells her, look, if you do enough abs, you're gonna repair that fascia. But it just doesn't happen that way. Nothing is going to repair that fascia except for surgical sutures. So that's another whole realm of our practice is people who have actual problems like that, or their breasts are too big. Now, you can say, oh, just live with those breasts. You know, your life isn't going to be any worse if your neck hurts all day long. Well, you know, for a lot of patients, it's a big deal if they're walking around with breasts they can't work out, their neck hurts. Life is not good. They're constantly dealing with rashes below their breasts. So a lot of things that plastic surgeons do are very, very, you know, topical, and they're not just dealing with foof and you know, cosmetic appearance.
Do you feel that what you do can help reverse depression in many women?
You know, that's a tricky question. I don't think it reverses depression. Now, if someone, the lady I just saw that I was mentioning to you, she's depressed about her appearance. Everywhere she goes, people ask her, when are you expecting? And it gets you down after a while. So to the extent that a problem is caused by, you know, a physical deformity, yes, if you can help that problem, you probably help the person's self-esteem and, you know, help the physical aspect of that problem. But if they're just depressed, you know, because of serotonin levels, well, you know, the surgery might even have the wrong effect. If they get surgery and they think it's going to cure their depression, and now they look young and beautiful, but still the man who left them isn't coming back. Well, surgery didn't help their depression.
Yeah, can't make you richer, Can't make you taller so far. Exactly. Otherwise, I'd probably come down to your office. That's terrible. But, you know, everybody's got stuff. And, you know, I'm a father of two daughters. And one thing I've learned is that self-esteem, I never realized it. I came from a very confident family of three boys, all athletic. And I never realized how big of a problem with self-esteem can be. And then, like you said, somebody, especially a lot of my patients who go to the gym all the time, they are eating right. They just, whether it, they had children or some rough genetics, they're just simply limited by what they can do in a tuck here or more open eyes or whatever. And they feel like now when they're working out or they're eating right, that they're making more progress. So they actually will eat better and continue at the gym more because they've had the plastic work done. Because I see the other side of it.
You know, that's absolutely true. And what we see, by the time someone comes to a strange man, me, sits in the exam chair, takes off their clothes, it's embarrassing. They don't want to be there. They're at the end of their rope. They have tried everything, and they have failed. So that sort of person, often what they need is they just need a little wind in their sails, a little push from behind. Let's say you fix their tummy that they really could not have fixed for themselves, or let's say you take an aspect of their appearance and you fix it. Suddenly, they've won. Something that's been bothering them for a long, long, long time, you fixed it, you've helped them, they've won. And it's, you know, it can turn the momentum.
So we're talking about why men prefer smart and successful women. We're with Dr. Brent. Is it Mulliken?
Am I pronouncing that correctly? Yeah, I say Mulliken.
Mulliken. Yeah. Okay. He's a medical doctor. He's out of Beverly Hills. He married smart with his wife being a journalist, a very successful journalist, Dana Devon. He is boarded in the American Board of Plastic Surgery, and he's talking to an integrative doctor who kind of has a question for him. And where I tend to draw the line with my patients as far as support, and I kind of want to get, you're an expert in opinion, is when they want to do more implants. And I kind of say then you're dealing with the immune system, you're dealing with a permanent structure placed in there. And is that a fair place to draw a line, or is that not a fair place to draw a line as far as, you know, I'm a cardiologist by my training, and they'll ask me, and I'll say it's really not me that's going to decide, but I generally don't like implants because of these immune issues. What would you say to that, Dr. Mulliken?
Well, I mean, the issue of breast implants and the immune system has been studied pretty well, and the National Institute of Medicine came out with a, you know, collaborative study, and they looked at every study that had ever been done. And they just don't see a relationship between autoimmune diseases and silicone implants. The cases now, there used to be tons of legal cases. Now there are none, basically, because it's just not proven to be the case that silicone gel implants, for example, cause you know, problems. But let's say you had a patient, you know, cardiology training, who has a slow heart rate, and the heart rate's so slow that it risks, you know, them getting syncope or, you know, or worse. Well, of course, they get a pacemaker. There's no other option. If you don't get the pacemaker, you're going to die.
Cardiology is easy that way. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
So it's an implant. And then for plastic surgery, it's not that cut and dry. But if someone who, you know, we do many implants. We do breast implants is the most common one. And some women, you know, they've had children. There's nothing left. There's just a sack of skin. It's an old sock, they tell me. I say, what size are you? They say 32 long. So, you know, they're just, they don't feel good about themselves. They just don't like, you know, what's happened. So an implant is not a bad thing. And if the statistical risk of a problem from an immune, you know, disorder is so low that it can't be detected in studies, well, you know, maybe it's worth it. I hate implants. Well, I hate to use them unless they're needed, though.
Dr. Brent Mulliken, drbrent.com, why men prefer smart and successful women. Part of that success might be tied to your physical appearance. Make sure if you are going to get some implant or surgery, make sure there's somebody qualified. Maybe look at drbrent.com, take a look at what his website shows, and make sure you're going to do it safely and correctly. This is Dr. Decker Weiss, the heart of integrative medicine.